something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's our 50th episode, Spectacular, and coming to you live to tape from a Bud's basement in Etobicoke. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hey, how are you? Holy frig, Bud.
Hey.
Happy 50th.
50th.
Let's tell the people where we are.
We are at the Bud's house on Brown's Line.
Andrew, thanks for having us, Bud.
No problem, boys.
Were you surprised when you won the contest?
Yeah, a little.
Were you second-guessing your decision to throw your hat in the ring?
Not at all.
Love it.
It was okay from the get-go?
Absolutely.
So tell us how you found the podcast and what made you think, I wouldn't mind having those buds over.
Well, I was listening to TSN one day and you boys were on covering for Macko and Cause. And
yep.
Found the pod through that and I've listened to every episode since. Fucking. As soon as she comes out, I'll throw it on.
Nice.
Figured I'd invite you guys over.
Glad you did. Well, thanks for having us.
I got some chips in there, some chicken strips too.
Wicked.
Oh, nice.
Let's get her going.
Yeah.
Why don't we, just to set the scene,
yeah, we
why don't we go a bot at a time and just say your name?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Andrew. I'm hosting the show here.
Yeah.
I'm Kelby.
I'm John Wayne. I'm the drunk friend.
Mike.
I'm Sam. I'm the roommate.
And Briar.
Got the whole posse here of buds.
We got and to give you a feel of the room, there were legitimate hockey sweaters. We're talking the Leafs, an old school Leafs jersey. We got a Chiefs behind me. We got lacrosse gear that's clearly being used on the reg. If it looks,
there's a Sherwood PMP
sticks
with the coffee curve, right, Andrew?
Oh, coffee curve all day.
Is that your Sherwood PMP?
Absolutely.
And do you play professional hockey yourself?
I tried, but they wouldn't let me.
How far did you get in the hockey?
Well, I blew my knee out playing D hockey. That's about as far as I made it.
Really? What line were you on the D team? Like third line?
Fifth line?
Fifth. Did you dress?
Only a couple times a
year. Yeah.
Grandma was in town.
Yeah, they let me play when my grandma came.
That's nice. And if I'm being honest, I detect a hint of an accent, maybe somewhere other than from downtown Etobicoke.
I'm from Dundalk, Ontario.
Yep.
It's a little north of here.
Wonderful South Simcoe, I guess we would call that.
South Grey, West Grey. Simcoe.
Yeah.
How many folks live in Dundalk?
I think 2,000. They put a Tim Hortons in, so we have a tourist attraction now.
Nice.
Yeah.
If I was in Dundalk on a Friday night, where would I find myself?
Well, first you'd go to the Tim's, then maybe a dance at the arena, and then head to the Legion.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
That's about all there is.
What's going on at the Legion? A little Saturday night shindig, or Friday every weekend it gets going a bit?
I guess cheap drinks and
drinks with the old boys.
I think there's some pool table.
Yeah.
A few stories from the old last times.
I suppose so.
A couple dirties from the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Hey?
Now, did you have to leave that special someone back home in Dundalk while you came to Etobicoke to work?
No.
Really?
Oh, met someone down here, though.
Really?
Nice.
How's that going?
Oh, pretty good.
Nice.
How long have you been mashing dirties?
About 2 years now.
Straight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Big time.
Nice.
Are you going to put a ring on it, bud?
I don't know, boys. You like it?
It's not put too much pressure on Andrew here.
But let's ask the other buds. Do you approve of Andrew Shorty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a nice lady?
Oh, yeah.
She's a nice lady.
Nice.
So how about some of the other buds? Just describe Andrew in a word or two.
Yeah.
What's he like as a bud?
Oh, don't be mean, boys.
Yeah.
greasy.
Greasy.
I guess I should have said describe in one word what Andrew's like, because that kind of covers it.
Seems kind of unanimous as soon as that came out.
He's unique.
Yeah, and there we go. Unique and greasy.
Unique is good.
Unique is...
I'll change my Twitter account tonight.
Yeah, he's going to block some dudes.
I'll tell you something. It was not an easy decision. I mean, it is now that we're here to come to Andrew's, but we had a lot of folks And I was kind of moved by the number of people who were like, come to my house.
Yeah.
And they had reasons why, ranging from the very simple, like I have chips, or why the frig not?
Yeah.
To the more complicated, like I have a big flat screen TV. I have a studio at my house.
Yeah.
A lot of people were kind enough to want us over.
A lot of different range of people, different walks of life, people that were just older, younger. I couldn't believe the amount. People that wanted to just straight booze.
Yeah.
That seemed to be kind of a ongoing
theme. That was a theme. And there was also someone who wanted to play an arcade game in her home.
Yes.
That was pretty rad.
That was cool. The stand-up arcade game is tough to compete with, eh, fellas? If Street Fighter game sitting in the house. Like, Street Fighter's the old one.
I don't know.
It was a great game because it's...
We have.
You beat it?
No, he said, I don't know how I could beat that.
Oh, no, you don't. You did.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How did this house beat the Street Fighter?
It had to be the chips.
It must have been the chips.
Yeah.
We were talking about it. We thought basement apartment sounded like the kind of place that we would be comfortable.
Yeah.
We liked that it was in Etobicoke and it was a little bit out of the city.
Yeah.
We liked the fact that you probably didn't really think it would happen. That made it sound really fun. Like the idea of like, we're going to call your bluff, bud. We're coming over.
Yeah.
So I hope you're ready for us.
Thanks, buds.
Yeah.
It's good to be here, man.
Yeah. Has Rob Ford ever been in this basement?
No, not yet. He's not.
Have you guys eaten at the Steak Queen? That's pretty close.
No, that's north in Rexdale.
Oh, is
but
it?
But there's some spots down here that are pretty good, too, right?
What are Sloppy's down on Lake Shore.
Sloppy's on Lake Shore sounds...
What happens at Sloppy's?
Maybe we should have an after party at Sloppy's.
I'm going to Sloppy's
tonight. So Sloppy's is a bar?
Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's. So it's like a grill, bar and grill kind of deal. You can have a few snacks.
Karaoke on Thursdays.
Karaoke on Thursdays. We came on the wrong night.
Well, it's Monday. Is there is it ladies' night at Sloppy's?
It's like ribs in
the it's rib night.
Rib night.
Can't go to the cave.
How are the ribs? How are the ribs at Sloppy's?
I don't know.
They're great.
They're good.
He's had them.
Where else can you go in Etobicoke?
The cave.
That's about
cave?
Oh.
That sounds pretty greasy.
What happens at the cave?
Yeah.
It's spelled with a K.
It's a male strip
joint. Is it? Oh, yeah, well.
It's a greasy cave.
It's a male strip joint?
Yeah. It's not a male strip joint.
Yeah, Holly goes there all the time.
They'll pay you.
Actually?
They'll pay you to go.
So now,
who's Holly?
So roommate.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a lady roommate?
Yeah.
And you guys aren't?
Nah.
No,
but she goes to the male strip club.
Yeah, her one friend like loves it there.
Really?
Yeah, so she comes up and drags her out there.
So do they ever pick up there?
Yeah, actually.
Like with the dudes that are dancing.
Yeah.
How about that job, eh? Like just while you're doing, hey, I'm gonna swing this in your face a bit. Oh, you can do that. That's fine, right? That's the kind of deal. Like it's you just next thing you know they're. Taking them in their car and pounding on them.
Well, I kind of like that. It's the opposite.
Yeah,
like there's a double standard at play. Like presumably dudes that go to Greasatoriums would love to leave with somebody dancing there. But I love the idea that these ladies go on wheel.
And this is the complete opposite. It's like next thing you know, they're like getting a blowjob.
Do they all have names like Lloyd Throbertson?
I don't know. I don't get the name.
Lloyd Throbertson?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Peter Manscape. They should all have Canadianity male stripper names. Knowlton Ass.
Or just straight up Rex Murphy.
Sex Murphy.
Just straight it up.
Sex Murphy.
Duff. The Duff. I'm the Duff.
Sex Murphy's dancing at the cave tonight. We're going to swing by.
He's got the old fro that he used to have.
The Richard Simmons.
Yeah, the huge one.
Rex Murphy is leaving.
Yeah, he's leaving CBC. He's calling it a night.
Crazy.
Do you think this is in lieu of something? Or is this more of the scandalous CBC issues?
Well, I don't know. He came under fire in the last couple of years for speaking gigs where he got paid.
Yeah. Which is weird.
But that's a murky one. And I feel kind of strongly about this because I've worked a lot at CBC over the years. I know the people that are on air at CBC don't get paid as much as the people that work at the private broadcasters.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with someone going and doing a speaking gig and getting paid.
No, but where the line gets crossed, I think, is when you're deliberately omitting certain stories that might fall in your show because you're taking some dough on the side.
That's
like Amanda Lang, for example. Yeah. Not running an RBC story because her boo works at RBC.
Yeah, that's greasy.
That's greasy.
Yeah.
But Evan Solomon and the, doing some paint deals on the side.
Thing, right?
that's kind of less greasy to me. No. Do you think it's greasy?
I think it's kind of smart in a way. I mean.
Well, he was saying, I'll do a, he wasn't saying, I'll bring you on the show.
No.
He was just saying, I know you, I know this person, do you want to sell this painting?
And I think
I got a cut of it because I introduced you.
It's not like he was taking money from one of the political parties to put them on his show about politics.
And it wasn't like on Q when it was like consistently Gomeshi's agents, artists that were always on there all the time.
That's flagrant grease.
Absolutely.
The thing that was kind of weird about the Solomon flagrant grease is going to be the name of the movie, the TNT movie, or my stage name at the Cave.
Yeah.
The thing that made the Solomon thing so sketchy, A, it never would have happened if Gomeshi hadn't happened because they were on high alert for greaseology.
Yeah.
And the second thing is there were some emails that came out from Solomon that were using code names for these art buyers. So if you're using code names for things, it just seems greasier than it maybe even is, right?
Totally.
Because it suggests you covert know you're up to ops, something.
Therefore, the smack.
Yeah.
Can't work here anymore.
Do you think that's greasy?
Big time.
Yeah. Do you? It's cut and dried for you.
What's that?
It's cut and dried for you. You just think it's just greasy and that's that.
Because he's on the show and he's using his celebrity status to get two people to do these deals.
Yeah, no, that is big time greasy.
Yeah, it's pretty greasy.
I think cool.
Wow.
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah.
You are men of morals and ethics who are going to be at the Cave in 2 hours from now.
Yeah.
Dancing to Sunglasses at Night.
Because it's $2 beers.
Why don't we do this, Tex?
And for some reason, the Rockaberry coolers are $6.
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. Andrew, by the way, tell the people what we brought for you as a bod warming gift.
A 12-pack of Labatt's 50.
Hey. Oh, piss warm Labatt blue.
And a couple beer koozies for the bods.
And what's on the beer koozies?
A big maple leaf.
Canadianity, eh?
Yeah,
Canadianity. Yes.
Tags, here's what I say we do, bod.
What?
Why don't we take a little break?
Yeah.
Because we're going to do a top five with these buds. They're each going to pick one Canadianity house party jam.
And we'll chat about those artists for and good times.
And maybe we'll crack a couple bags of chips and get her going.
All right.
You're listening to the 50th anniversary edition of Taggart and Torrens from a basement in Etobicoke. For Jeremy Taggart, I'm Jonathan Torrens. Stay with us.
Fucking right, eh?
Here we go. Chips are open.
Welcome back to our 50th spectacular.
The party is rolling.
The chips are open.
The chips are open. They're crappy salt and vinegar.
The Labatt 50s are flying around.
There's beers going around here and everybody's.
Are you having fun so far, Andrew?
You guys having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I just noticed the Labatt's 50. Did you get that for the 50th spectacular?
Didn't even occur to us, but now that you pointed it out, there's some symmetry to it. Let's take a moment to thank Tim Oxford from the Arkells, who's here recording sound for us this evening.
Yeah.
Round of applause for Tim. Hottest rock band in Canada and nicest dude to boot.
Thank you.
This is turning into that Seinfeld with the talk show in the house.
I know, that's what it feels like.
An audience and everything. When he finds a Merv Griffin set. You guys remember that Seinfeld episode? Kramer, there it is right there somewhere. They have the box set right in front of us, but that episode where Merv Griffin, Kramer finds Merv Griffin's set, sets it up in his apartment, and they go off on it, and we have it going on right here.
That show is so ahead of its time, but if you're flipping by and you see a rerun of it, does it ever hold up?
It does.
It's still awesome.
I'll leave it on if I see it.
And even if it premiered today, you'd still think it was a little ahead of its time.
Yeah, it's still funny.
I want to talk about the Blue Jays for 1 second before we get into our top five shenanigans.
Yeah, can we talk about the Jays, guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say something a little controversial.
Okay.
I feel like Sean Pillar is not staying in his lane a little bit. And I feel like it started...
Kevin Pillar.
Kevin Pillar.
Yeah.
Sean Pillar is the executive producer of Haven on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
And they're forever getting confused, those two, for obvious reasons. Kevin, it started about a week ago. He cut Bautista off in the field to grab a ball that was clearly Bautista's. And I don't even like saying negative things about them because they're on fire and it's great and you can tell it's really gelling. But I kind of feel like that ball where Tulo got hurt was so clearly Tulo's ball. And he did call it.
Yeah.
and Pilar still hammered him, was standing right behind him.
But that happens all the time. Yeah. I think it was just one of those...
It just happens in baseball.
It happens so much where, like, you can blame for sure. And I'm sure even Tulo probably looking at it was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have been backtracking on it so much. And knowing that Pilar is that kind of a player, I mean, he's got those catches that we've seen all year because he just goes for it. And I guess he feels that I'm a center fielder. They kind of do have the lead out there. And that just happens. Like, sometimes they'll cross people off or they'll get pissed off that other guys from the right or left are actually getting a ball that they thought they could catch. So it depends.
Well, I don't want to
I'm going to give it to them.
I don't want to draw a storyline that isn't necessarily there. And I don't want to say something negative about something that's been so positive. But there was part of me that thought he's getting a little above his raisin. Because he's the TSN guy. He wants to do the diving catches. And he was like, he was owning SportsCenter
for weeks. Well, he's not doing it on purpose other than catching balls that you thought weren't going to get caught.
Right.
So
just like you can at the cave. Am I right, guys?
That's happening. Beautiful segue.
There you go.
But the bottom line is the defense of this team is spectacular. It's better than probably it's ever been. And you have it all over the place where you see balls that were going through the infield aren't. And they're getting outs. And that's why they're winning games. So
the second thing I'll say that I know is a potentially controversial statement is I don't always find baseball super exciting to watch. I feel like sometimes it's really a slow game.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jays are so exciting to watch right now. And I know how bandwagon-y I sound even saying that out loud. Yeah. But just the number of hits. I mean, it's like watching a nil-nil soccer draw. It's kind of boring. But when it's goal-orama, it's kind of more exciting to watch.
When you're getting 9 hits a game,
yeah. It's just there's you see everything. You see crazy catches. You see great hits. You see bombs. You see, you know, triples. A lot of doubles this team hits, a lot of extra base hits, so
and you don't
that's
have
why
to wait.
It's exciting.
You don't have to wait for one guy in the lineup to get up at bat. It's every single player can do it, and they seem to be taking turns getting it done.
Yeah.
Someone explained to me the Encarnacion bird.
The parrot?
Yeah.
Walking the parrot?
I don't get it.
So he goes around the bases like that every time for some reason, and they put a parrot on his... Every time he gets a home run, he runs
He himself
the bases like
doesn't say anything about a parrot. Right?
No, he just does that. That's
he just
a
says
sad,
it.
That's
There's
a
no,
celebration.
So people say he's walking the parrot, and it's just, it's become.
So is that a superstitious thing?
It's like a fist pump kind of thing. It's like,
yeah, right. He's just probably been doing it since he was a kid and just keeps doing it.
He was trying to keep his balance when he was running the base.
Yeah.
Just offsetting a little
bit. Right.
Just does it, man. It's his thing. It's like the Gretzky jersey untuck.
Right.
Just let it go. Yeah. Leave it alone if he keeps hitting those home runs.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was like...
This is for my mama.
I wasn't sure if it was like some type of ritual or superstition, and that's why he does it. Or he does it because he was like, every time I run the bases, I pretend there's a bird on my shoulder. If someone just decided to do that.
No,
someone decided to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Did they?
Yeah. I don't think he actually is thinking.
It is a very funny...
There's a parrot on my...
It's a funny gif if you see it out there. It's pretty funny.
It is funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Jays are great, and we're at the Bot House.
The Jays are great, we're at the Bot House for our 50th. Andrew, anything you want to ask us?
Fuck. Do you have any questions for the Bots?
I don't know, Bods. I don't know, are you ever going to do a Best Of episode? Maybe throw together a little compilation?
It's a great question.
Some RJ Logan stories?
The RJ Logan stuff.
A little time with Ronnie?
Yeah.
I haven't heard Ronnie in a while.
Oh, yeah, we should have Ronnie back on. The reason why we don't have guests originally, first we kind of thought it might be an idea, but we didn't have it technology-wise. Like, when we were doing it with Tim, the first few, we had the opportunity to bring a call in, but... Since, you know, we were doing it apart at each other's houses, we just didn't have the technology to do a call as well. So we just stopped having guests overall. But we do need to bring Ronnie back for...
People love Ronnie, and understandably. And I've talked about this before, how at first, because of my background especially, I really felt the need to kind of produce the podcast. Like, we'd really kind of nail down, this is in the first segment, this is in the second segment, this is in the third segment. But it seems like, in a way, the more we just learn to kind of trust our ability to have conversation, that's kind of what people tend to dig more than anything, kind of stream of consciousness things instead of so rigid.
Yeah.
So I guess as part of just kind of riffing and spritzing, the idea of guests kind of went by the wayside. In addition to the fact, like, what was the prank calls thing we were doing? Calling pranks.
Yeah, calling pranks was fun too.
But that's hard to do
technology-wise.
Yeah. Calling pranks is a fun game.
Because I do, how about the fact that I've spent, I don't know, $700 trying to sound good on the podcast, and he spent $40 getting a tiny mic the size of a postage stamp? I can't even make my mic work, let alone figure out how to dial in a prank call from another province in a way that sounds good.
This is the mic that I use, this little tiny thing. I just plug it into my phone, and I go to the app, and boom.
And I bought egg carton foam and redesigned my basement closet and bought a carpet.
But
I got a stool.
But you had it on the wrong setting for a few weeks.
I think I did it in the wrong setting for a few weeks.
Because now it's fine. Like, last couple episodes, it sounds good, right?
But I didn't do those in my little studio. I did those upstairs. I did one upstairs and I did one in the Airstream.
No, but the mic quality, you noticed a big difference, right?
It sounds better. Mm-hmm. I think the thing is, I'm not a technological person. But I just upgraded to the iPhone 6, which is a very big deal. Yeah. Find it hard to text with one hand? Is that, you just upgraded?
There's a text
with one hand? Do you find it
hard? Yeah, the thing's just a lot bigger.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It's kind of weird, right?
I'm even holding it.
And you're 2 days in, right?
Do they not have a smaller one?
2 days in, yeah.
They don't have a smaller 6?
Maybe they'll come out with a mini.
Oh, that is the smallest.
Because they have a
small
one.
That would be good.
The exact 6 awesome. Mini.
They have the undertow size?
They have a bigger one than that.
They have the 6S, which is like the
big, huge thing.
6 Plus.
Yeah, which is like...
monster.
Yeah. And that's the one that bends in your trousers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you sit down, it'll banana around your turd cutter.
And then it's done. It stays that way.
Yeah.
Like a credit card if it goes in the wash.
Does it?
Yeah.
It stays banana shaped?
My Interact card, or what, debit card, did that. It went banana because it goes through the wash.
Just melts.
Brand new. Just got it at the bank. Come in and it's like... oh, I left it in my shorts. Lisa's like, look, you left it in there, and it's all banana. They go banana.
And are we talking about the
try
cave?
And bend it back, and it's like, no, it does. It stays banana the whole time.
Mother, I left it in the wash.
You can't change it. It's like the plastic in the middle gets like bends, so it's bigger forever. So it's just forever canoed.
Do you?
This just doesn't happen to anybody. Don't throw it in the wash.
I've never left it in the wash.
Yeah. I'm the only person.
Are you a wallet guy?
Not really. I'm gonna leave them out, my cards all in
you're
my pockets.
You're a loose guy.
Yeah.
That's why you're washing your debit card, bud.
Yeah.
You need one of these. That's why you're washing your debit card.
Yeah. What?
You need a money clip.
Yeah,
I got
the
this
money
at things engraved in the mall. And the girl said, "Do you want me to engrave something on?"
What
I was like, "Not really."
No.
She's like, "Well, it's free with the clip."
What'd
I was like, "Well, I don't really want anything engraved." She's like, "Well, it's free. You might as well get something." So I was thinking, like, bod.
Yeah.
So I just got my initials.
Oh, okay.
Because I think she wanted to practice her
engraving.
I thought you
were going to put Mafk.
Yeah. Mafk. Imagine pulling this out of my pants with a big wad and it says Mafk. That's how hard I'm rolling.
That's awesome.
Making it rain with Canadian Tire money.
I was watching that I Am Chris Farley documentary yesterday.
Where did you see it?
It was just on the
HBO.
HBO.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. It
just came out.
Yeah. It's pretty good. One thing that bugs me is what's up with David Spade being a prick the whole time? Like, talking about him in a way where he's just kind of like, yeah, you know, he was kind of a stupid baby and he would act like this, or he'll bring up like a South moment that happens, like where he's like kind of looks silly. It's like, that was his guy the whole time. And if it wasn't for Chris Farley, there would be no David Spade.
Well, you flagged that before.
Has to bring
it's
up
David
like
Spade anyway, really.
The guy that in Tommy Boy, the skinny guy, basically. Yeah. But he was just kind of downplaying everything, where he was almost like, you could tell the interviewer was like going like, I'm sorry that I have to keep talking about Chris Farley, but it's a Chris Farley documentary. You know, can you at least like lighten up? Because he was probably like, why we got to talk about him all the time?
Because it's a movie about him.
It's a movie about him, and he died, and he was really funny. And I'm sorry that you think that you know, people should think you're more funny, but we're talking about Chris Farley.
I shouldn't tell a secondhand story, but Tom Arnold was on Trailer Park Boys this summer, and he and Chris Farley were really good friends.
Yeah.
And Mike Smith told me that Tom told him a story about Chris Farley. He was like, so was Chris Farley as crazy as you might think? And he said, well, yeah, he was hilarious and just lived to make people laugh. But we were at a wedding once, And again, I'm telling the story third hand. A dog runs out. It was like on a Beverly Hills beautiful lawn. Dog runs out and takes a poo. Farley gets up and leaves where everyone's sitting, comes back out naked, squats down and takes a poo on the grass during the wedding.
Holy shit.
Like, the dog did it, so can I.
Which, if it happened, is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you ever hear about the guy, is that his commitment to a bit and to
there was no difference, apparently.
Right.
He's just trying to make you laugh. I've heard Robin Williams was like that. Like, doesn't matter where always you are, eventually he's just going to start on a tangent and it's going to be hilarious.
Robin Williams did a movie at CBC in Toronto when I was doing Jonovision. Did he play a clown in some movie, or was it
a clown?
24-hour photo. It was around that time.
Patch Adams. But 1 hour photo when he was the weirdo.
Yeah, it was a movie from around that time. Anyway,
so what about he was in town?
The crew
that.
Guys that are CBC guys that were working on this movie when he was there said at wrap. When it was like, that's the day, Robin Williams just did 20 minutes of stand-up. And I heard some folks say he did it in the elevator on the way up. He did it on set. Like, that he just was that guy.
Yeah, nonstop.
Yeah.
Friends of mine at a party with him said just like, yeah, eventually everybody just watching him and laughing. Because it's just, you can't miss out on the gold that's constantly coming out.
Yeah. The Good Morning Vietnamery of it all.
Yeah.
And Naomi Sneekus, this is on Mr. D, said he showed up at Second City one night and just hopped up on stage, but wasn't dominant, just playing, giving people space, letting other people get their jokes in. Because sometimes with people who are that switched on,
yeah,
it's hard to find room. And it's like the Robin Williams show, but nobody else can really party.
Jim Carrey, too, right? Was kind of on all the time.
Yeah, it sounds that way. But a lot of those guys are. A lot of stand-ups especially seem to have really dark aspects of their character, and they perform because they have some desire to be loved.
Check out that documentary if you get a chance.
I will. That was a long roundabout way of saying you should really check out that documentary.
Yeah, it was.
Andrew, sure. Who do you find funny? Like, as famous actors, like Hollywood folks, or...
Well, we got Jonathan Torrens.
Nice of you to say.
Nice. comedians-wise, I'd say Jim Jefferies. He makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone on Trailer Park Boys, really.
Yeah.
That's my wheelhouse.
Any other fellas, you guys? Favorite comics?
Love me some Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
It was just great.
Not a great show.
It's nothing to it. It's just so funny.
I know.
So
good old conversation.
But it's conversation.
Yeah, exactly. It's this, but just in a car.
But I think... because we're so texty, emoticon-y, with the colon and the bracket, happy facey, it's nice to have long-form conversations because we don't really do it. I always say the thing that I like about a text is it eliminates the hello, hello, hi, how are you? Good, how are you? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've talked for 30 seconds and we haven't said anything yet, as opposed to 5 minutes late. Cool. It saves a lot of time. But there's also something human lost.
Yeah, I find I don't talk on the phone at all.
Right.
My brother texted me today saying, how come you never answer your phone? And I was like, I don't. I might talk on my phone once every 3 days, maybe.
Right.
Like once every 3 days.
But sometimes when you're 4 pages into a text, you realize I probably could have just called and said this in 10 seconds.
Yeah. What do you want?
Yeah.
I should answer the phone, though, once in a while.
Okay, how about this one?
What?
When people call you and you see that they've called, because phones have this technology now, but they leave a message just to say, hey, it's me. If you get this, give me a call back.
Yeah.
And you listen to the voicemail message, but it doesn't advance the story any.
That's why I don't have a voicemail on my phone.
My mom still starts every message with, if you get this, why wouldn't I get it?
It leaves the out on, like, oh, I didn't get that message, sorry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that out's gone.
For sure, that's like the ultimate. I do that all the time. That's why I don't have the answering. Can't call me.
Chips are flowing, the beers are going.
Yeah.
We'll take a break on our TNT 50th, and when we come back, the top 5 house party jams, starting at 8 a.m., 8 p.m. and rolling
an hour each
until we're in the wee hours. So that'll change up the tones. We'll take a break and be right back on TNT.
Where's my beer chair?
Second bag of chips getting open here.
Salt and Vinny's, bud. Coming
we're
in hot.
Just spraying the chips or hitting the sweaters. We're crushing them so fast.
Now, because the Canadian dollar is so weak,
what?
We're actually going to do the top six.
Yeah.
It's not the top five. It's the top five American, which translates to six Canadian songs. And because there are six bods here.
Six bods, they get six picks. Because we can't leave one out.
So the idea is, it's a house party. Chips, bud?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Wow, this is undertow size.
I know. Costco. That's alien size.
Alien size, yeah. This is definitely alien size. My daughter hit me today with her yesterday with an alien size.
Really?
Not ice cream either. It was big. She's like, come on, alien size.
Oh, you didn't deliver on the
yeah,
alien
no,
size.
No, yeah, no, yeah, let's go. Alien size and one more scoop.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. It's the top it's like a
lobster
six.
Claw. Lobster songs claw that, chip.
Oh, that's good luck.
I got a lobster claw chip, boys.
Holy shit.
That's good luck on the East Coast because it means you don't have a job and you're home eating chips.
Yeah, exactly.
Top six house party jams. We're going to start at a certain hour of the night when you're young and optimistic and maybe pre-drinking. And we're going to go hour by hour. Should we start at 8 o'clock? Who had the 8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8's good because that takes us to 2.
Yeah. Let's say it's a Thursday night.
Yeah, you got to get up in the morning, but you're okay with being haggard.
Yeah.
Because it's the last day.
So who had the 8 o'clock show, the 8 o'clock song?
Yeah. 8 o'clock song?
And what did you pick?
Book Club by the Arkells.
Good
Book
one.
Book Club by the Arkells.
In honor of Tim Oxford.
Resident technical producer.
Thank you, sir.
Listen to the drums on this song.
Yeah. Yeah. Good
right,
drumming
here
on this track. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes. Where'd you guys record this one, Tim?
Bath, Ontario.
Bath, Ontario. Tragically Hip Studio, who will probably be welcoming in the top six at some other time. But
well, maybe we can pick a bonus track, because I'd pick a hip song for sure.
Yeah, well... You've had some good time. You opened up for the Arkells. Opened up for the Hip a couple times, right?
Yeah, we did a Canadian tour.
Nice.
And they're the nicest guys in rock, right?
Absolutely.
Gentlemen and scholars.
Always give you guys a good hand. They would take whatever you guys wanted, right?
Yeah. Well, they always remember everyone's names. They're like the best.
Awesome. Take care of you.
I was at Riverfest last year. And you guys
Riverfest. Nice.
Riverfest.
Did they tear it up?
Oh, yeah.
These guys are pretty good live, right?
Did you wheel any birds at Riverfest?
Riverfest?
No.
No?
Did you? Okay, stop the music for a second.
Yeah, hold on.
That's number six. Let's hear this story. You got blackout drunk at Riverfest.
Yeah.
What were you drinking?
Helen
Keller's?
Don't even know.
God knows.
Anything
what,
and whatever?
Anything and whatever.
Started Moose piss?
With beer for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... It just went down.
You just rifled into some jelly shots off of somebody's tummy.
What was your TOFD, time of first drink?
Time for, 4 in the afternoon, maybe.
Oh, right. A day boiler.
Yeah.
A day boiler.
But outside in the hot sun, that's no good.
Yeah.
So there's our 8 o'clock song.
Yeah.
People are still optimistic and fired up. Who had the 9 o'clock song and what is it?
It's Bare Naked Ladies, 1 week.
One week.
All right, so Andrew, talk us through this one. When this track kicks in and you're getting ready, you're pre-drinking, you're starting to get a buzz.
Yeah.
What's going through your mind?
What's going on?
Well,
hit it.
I got a buzz right now, so I'll just...
This is
I'll
perfect.
Just hit it right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
How many Frosty Soldiers have you pounded into your word hole?
Five.
Frosty Soldiers.
See, that's you're definitely riding the snake right now.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Five, is that your pocket to like kind of come up on it?
Five, maybe eight. Between there.
That's when you're really...
Depending on how much I eat that day.
Yeah, there you go. That's
and you have to eat a few hours before. It's like swimming.
Exactly.
You have to eat 3 hours before for the liquor to hit you.
Yeah.
I also have a theory that you can tell in the first sip what the night is going to be like. Sometimes you take a sip and you're like, friggin' rights, bud. I'm in the pocket. And other times you're just like not feeling it. Do you find that?
Big time. Depends on what you're drinking too. Like the Labatt's 50's going down nice and smooth.
Yeah. Right?
Maybe because you didn't pay for it.
How can you be cheap when you've opened your doors to us?
There you go.
And you're giving us chips.
And you're giving us your Seinfeld box.
Chicken strips, you weren't joking?
No, I fucking got them in the oven.
We did you go to M&M's?
What's that?
Did you go to M&M?
I went to the Shops of Alderwood.
The 8-buck kind.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a good one. Expensive kind.
I'll tell you where you don't get that. Sloppies.
No.
They skimp on the chicken strips. You ever noticed? All right, Bare Naked Ladies in the number 5 spot. Here it comes for the 9 o'clock hour.
1 week. This is like when you're just passing out the chips, more of a second round. Maybe,
Hey, do you guys know if Maureen's going to be at Sloppy's tonight? I seen on her Facebook that she won a 649, like not the jackpot, but $500, so she might have gone to Barry for the weekend.
You guys want to go to Humber, see if there's any radio babes hanging around?
Do you guys want to take the TTC up to the Steak Queen and pound some milkshakes? And by milkshakes, I mean women who live in the area. All right, that's enough. Right. Bare Naked Ladies.
Let's go to the next jam. This will be the 10 o'clock where things are starting to get a little exciting.
I'm going to tell you what just happened.
What?
My wife and I are driving in the car, listening to episode 50. I made a joke about shakes at the Steak Queen. And I'm staring straight ahead at the road because I can feel her looking over at me.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's offside?
Well,
no, it's not. You're just joking around here, laughs.
Thanks for having my back, bud.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's 10 p.m.
Don't look at Jonathan like that. He's just having a fun gas.
Who is the number
10 o'clock?
Number 4 song at 10 o'clock. What is it?
Yes, yeah. Sir. It's David Wilcox, Downtown Came Uptown.
Oh,
wow.
So I switched her up.
It's not Canadian, that's nice. But we'll
no,
take it.
Downtown. Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, David Wilcox. I was thinking Roger.
No.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is when you're sliding into your fresh Denver haze right out of the dryer.
Yeah.
You're getting out of your pre-drinking jeans and putting on your club wear.
Hey, where's my fucking Bass Pro hat? Fucking taking it. Fucking took it.
Where's my Cabela's vest?
Can't fucking go out if I can't find my boots. Downtown came uptown for you.
This is when you're looking in the mirror, putting on some brute.
Oh yeah,
and thinking it might be on.
Maybe warming up the VO5 hot oil treatment. Hey, to get the curls just right. Mm-hmm. That's what Ronnie used to do at a party. My dad used
really?
To rock the VO5 hot oil. He'd come out, his hair all rocking, glazed up and dialed in.
I love that.
Dancing shoes.
Obviously, he married the love of his life, and that's been a love that's endured.
Yeah.
Before your mom, was Ronnie quite a, was he chum for
I'm
the
sure
waters
he was.
Of shark
I'm
babes?
I'm sure he was, but I don't know anything about it.
Really?
He's like a don't kiss and tell type. I've heard no stories.
Really?
And not one.
Does your mom say things like,
get a little
obviously Ronald got a lot of attention.
No, but he got banged up a little one night. He's like, oh, I love this one over here. And he's grabbing her. And he's like, oh, I'd like to get some of this. If he gets really banged up. So, yeah.
That's
he's
great.
A horny man. Just like his son.
He's a horny man.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
What is number 3 and who's got it? So this is this 11?
No, we're on 4. 4.
Oh, it's 11.
Kelps. 11 o'clock at night, yeah.
Wait, are
o'clock.
You counting up from 1 or down from 6?
I should be, like, later.
Fucking knows.
I think
yeah, you're number 3.
What do you want to do about it?
Or are you number 3?
Closer to the heart should be later.
This is number 4.
Okay,
it's 11
four.
O'clock. So whoever...
Alpha Rip's good.
Alpha Rip.
All Alpha Rip meaning, like, everybody at this point...
By a bunch of beauties.
At this point, everybody is probably laughing.
Except there's one dude who's like, everyone else is ready to go and the cab has been called. But there's one dude who's like, boys, before we go, let's listen to this real quick because it's so funny.
This is our boy, Ben Rich.
Here it is.
Benny Rich.
Yeah.
Who was on the pod. He told us the actual story of Out for a Rip, where it came from. Was it a buddy?
Kid that worked at a gas station. And every time he'd go there, the kid was working full serve.
Yeah, and he's in the van.
Just out for a rip, are you, bud?
Yeah.
It's actually a good jam, too.
Yeah. I remember I played this for you when it had like 700 views or something on YouTube.
And you were a first responder.
We were both going like, yeah, this is solid. You could tell it's going to be a big viral thing. And
it up.
Like, it's good rhyme.
Fucking north, I guess.
Covers the whole idea of being Canadian and rap.
How many views does it have now?
8 million.
Wow.
8 million.
And 6 million of them are you tagged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Jeremy. The Cavs could be here any second, bud.
Fucking forget it, man. I'm gonna have another one.
Oh, there's always that dude on your squad too.
Yeah, right.
The guy's like,
"Come on, we're going home, man. Fuck you. I'm just getting fucking started. You guys are fucking pussies."
Shut up.
Right? Yeah. You can turn her down now. But
suffer
a
rip, are you, bud?
We know that guy.
We know that guy. The guy I was thinking about was it's so-and-so's birthday. Everybody's been playing it all week. You're all fired up. You're having a few drinks. You're about to go. And there's one guy who's like, I think I'm just going to pull the chute, boys.
Oh, fuck that guy, yeah. Too.
Dennis Ditcherson.
Yeah, you know something's up there, too. He wants to stay back and jerk off to his favorite weirdo videos.
I wasn't thinking that exactly.
Well, no, I'm thinking if you're younger and doing that, then right. Something up. Something's going on. Something's on TV.
Carol just looked at me in the watch. Car. I just got the side glance driving on the road. Yeah.
She's on your shoulder.
No, she's not.
She's the angel.
No, she's not. She's perfect.
She is.
All right. Song number
two.
Two. That's got to be you.
Yeah, I think so. Are we doing Rush?
It's midnight, boys.
What is it, Kmart? Tee it up, bud.
It's Closer to the Heart, Rush.
Sick.
It's midnight. You guys are maybe you were trying to pick up and didn't pick up.
No, you know what happens? You're in the cab between bars.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joe's was no good.
Yeah, you need something inspirational.
You're in a cab on the way to the next thing, and this comes on the radio, and everybody goes up. Here it comes.
Here we go. It's like, don't worry, man. We're gonna get it this time. We're gonna figure this one out.
Redemption round.
Don't fucking say that shit about where I work next time when I'm talking to a chick.
Look.
Dude, Linda's gonna break up with her boyfriend.
You
sure.
Can do better than her anyway, bud.
You can do better. I'll do better for sure, I will.
She wasn't even on the hook, bud. You were talking to her for 45 minutes.
I know. She liked my clothes, but she didn't like me.
Like, dude, I had 3 Smirnoff Ice while you were talking to her, and you weren't getting anywhere.
This song's gonna get us to the next level, man. Forget about it.
Just let's not talk for a minute. Let's just listen to the song. We'll refocus. We'll reset. And the next place will be better.
Did you know that the drummer wrote the lyrics to this stuff?
Do you know that I missed the post on this song at our live show at the Rivoli?
That's right, you did. You missed the post.
Missed
it came
bad.
Quick. Because it just jumps right in on you like
yeah.
A bad porno guy. Coming
that was
too
a perfect
quick.
Time for church bells. All right. Yeah, that's number two.
1 o'clock in the morning.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's you.
We'll pretend it.
Well, you can set the scene. Either you're at the bar still. Maybe there's that special someone there. Maybe you're back home. Maybe you're home alone.
Maybe you hit a home run and you're trying to impress the
you
girl.
Hit a home
that
run.
You...
You're heading home.
Yeah.
And this comes on.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Can I get you a drink, lady? Miss Mary? What's her name? We can call her Linda. Hey, Linda. I got you a 50. Have a 50. Hey, Linda. Do you mind, Linda?
Linda, you sit on the ottoman. I'm going to go slip into something a little less comfortable.
Do you mind if I rub your shoulders here, Linda?
Is that a lacrosse net? Or is it a net? What do you call it? A stick?
Oh,
cool. Do you play lacrosse?
No.
You just have the sticks as decoration?
Throw in the backyard.
It's not
patio
easy.
Patio lanterns, a couple drinks, play some fucking lacrosse in the backyard with a real baseball.
And it gets really uncomfortable when the Who's Be the First to Kiss lyric comes up.
Because
everybody's thinking it.
Yeah.
It's in everybody's heads.
Yeah.
We can crush it there. There's our top 6, boys. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Nice job. The ladies upstairs are going like, what's going on? Is this an AA meeting or something?
Yeah.
That was a good story. Thank you for sharing that with us. Can we get a round of applause for Jonathan? Everybody's going to support us and we're going to talk about... Andy, maybe you have a story to share?
My name's Andrew and I'm an alcoholic.
Do you have a story of want and desire? It sounds a lot like... You're just kind of shooting the shit and trying to shoot, talk gossip, but for some reason it's supposed to be positive.
Do you know people who try to force social connections? Ooh. Like Andrew, Jeremy has an E in his name. You guys will probably get along just great. Oh, fuck. I had a friend who used to do that all the time. When's your birthday?
August.
October.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's so weird. What are the odds of that? It's really crazy that I would meet you today.
Oh, that's good. When's your birthday?
October 2nd.
April 7th, 1975.
Come on.
I'm not shitting you.
Sting and Gandhi are my birthday buddies. Who are yours?
Oh, John Oates?
Just stop there.
If you from Hall and Oates.
All I want in the world is for you to meet John Oates so you can say, birthday buddies.
Birthday bots. Hey?
Who's your birthday bud, Andrew?
John Oates.
I'm not sure.
Let's go to the Google. What's your birthday?
We'll go to the Google.
Yeah, come on. Well, that's worth the Google. You gotta find a good one because you grow up hearing it always on your birthday. Yeah. You're the celebrity.
I think I have Kelly Ripa too.
Oh, really?
My bench is tight.
I got a good one. Billie Holiday.
Oh, that's a good one.
The jazz singer.
I always say that
Sting
and Gandhi's.
I think John Oates has a little more swagger because we all know that, you know, he just kind of rolled through the 80s and just,
but wouldn't he have made 50% of what Hall made?
We've talked about this before. Like, he was like, he lived big. Like, he had like the Learjet and like rocked.
Wow.
And like went to the
one for him, one for the stash,
houses all over the place. Right. Yeah, my dad used to joke that he's stealing hubcaps again
because he Mother Teresa count?
Grew up on the streets of
Mother Teresa's your birthday buddy
and Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Mother
too
Mother Teresa
punch.
And Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah,
that sounds like an East Coast swear word. Mother Teresa and Macaulay Culkin, where have you been? Who else looked up their birthday?
Anybody
buds?
Else?
I got Mystico from the WWE.
I don't even
That's
know
not
what
bad.
That is.
When's your birthday?
December 22nd.
So you were conceived
be
probably on
that,
a March
man.
Break?
There's got to be better than Mystico.
Megan Trainor. Also my desk mate in grade 3 named Cameron.
Oh, okay. There you go. Tim, you
really?
Got
one? Get out yeah. Cameron?
Yeah. I know a Cameron.
Anybody else?
No.
That's so weird.
Dude.
This is blowing my mind right now. Yeah.
Patrick Sharp from the...
Oh, that's good. Hawks. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good birthday
hockey.
Buddy.
That's a good one to have.
Tim, who are your birthday buddies?
Larry Hagman?
What do you mean?
I can't find anything. There was a skier who I've never heard of in a boxer.
Steve Podborski? Whoa!
That was pretty good.
Steve Podborski should have a podcast.
Yeah.
The Podborscast.
The Podbean Borscast.
Got the Asian guy from Heroes.
Is that what it says on the internet?
Basically.
The Asian guy from Heroes.
I got Kevin Costner, Dave Bautista, Jason Segel. However you say that.
Oh, see, it's so hot in here, the posters are falling off the walls.
Kevin Costner is a good birthday bot.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner, the actor, not Kevin Costner, the country and western singer.
No.
Have Definitely. You seen their band?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I saw them open for Alan Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Tom Wopat live?
No. Have you?
Half of the Dukes of Hazzard. No.
He's a country act, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, he tours.
Crazy.
I hear he's quite good.
Any more birthday bots? Did you look yours up, Kelbs?
I got...
You still have a flip phone bot?
John Cobb.
No, I'm just not Googling.
He's not Googling.
He's stingy with his data.
Yeah, that's right. Fair. Save him.
And you guys won't give him the Wi-Fi
of the sisters.
Okay, I'll Google it.
Who are your birthday bots?
I got John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I got King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy. That was a great wrestler from WrestleMania back in the day.
And Lord.
Who? Lord, the singer?
Yeah, no way. Yeah.
All right.
Or no, do you mean Jesus Christ, our Lord?
Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Nice.
So it's weird that you both have wrestlers as your birthday buds, right? That's so niche.
Kristen Stewart.
There you go. Yeah. The,
she's pretty hot.
The
Jesse
heroin chic looking.
Jesse McCartney.
Oh,
Jesse. Isn't that the kid? The guy?
Yeah, he's a
young kid singer?
Kid singer that's not so hot.
Beer? Beer?
I got nothing. I got Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
That's
good. Democratic famous president.
Jimmy Carter's not well.
Yeah, he's not doing so hot.
He's alive.
He's only 119.
What?
He's alive still.
Yeah, he is. He's but
he's just
old.
Not doing well.
He's yeah. up there.
Robert yeah. Pattinson.
Oh, that's the guy from Twilight. Guy. That's
Kristen Stewart. Both and Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner. No.
Oh wow.
No. When's your birthday?
April 9th.
Ooh, vitamin nice. K
that's
in
2 days
house.
After mine.
Vitamin K for the win.
You got Jimmy Carter. Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis.
Speaking of funny stand-ups,
that guy's hilarious.
Zach Galifianakis is really funny.
So funny.
Why don't we take a break on TNT?
Yeah.
On this 50th episode spectacular. Kelsey, you have to use the bathroom bot?
Okay, let's take a break. No. That's good.
We'll be right back.
Come back, will you?
We're back. Let's get this chips going here.
Oh, yeah.
Ketchup chips going.
Three ketchup.
I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but I was a Goldie. When I played minor hockey, as we say in the Maritimes, I was a Goldie.
A Goldie, yeah.
And I used to go over to the rink at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the door weren't even open until probably 5:15, 5:30. And the first thing I do is get a bag of ketchup chips. So to this day, when I walk in a rink, my sense memory triggers the taste of ketchup chips in my mouth.
You gotta have them.
Yeah.
And you do it if you're in a rink.
Yeah, I just inhaled deeply. Thanks for getting the chips. Yeah. And again for having us over.
Oh, Andrew hooked us up with the chips. Bods. Didn't you call into the News Talk one night?
News Talk? No, I texted into TSN.
TSN. And I I got your name correctly. I'm an Aksai.
Aksai, yeah.
Yeah.
What nationality is Aksai?
I think it's Hungarian.
Hungarian.
Big time.
Well, some beautiful ladies in Hungary.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of Hungary, would you like some chips?
Yeah. I would love some ketchup chips.
That's
a segue if I've ever
What do you mean you think you're Hungarian?
I know I'm Hungarian.
No, you said the name.
What is your mom's maiden name?
Like Bullmeister.
And where's that from?
Holland.
Is it?
Ooh.
Were they first generation
stock.
Canadians?
Good stock, boy.
My parents were, yeah.
Like they grew up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Good beer in his whole family.
Yeah.
They have like a big barrel back home. It's like they make their own beer. Back in Hungary, come on back. We got our own stock.
Yeah.
Do they make beer in those countries, like Brussels and stuff, like as a like culture, the way they make wine in Italy, I wonder?
I'm going to tell you something.
Stella. Making beer is more difficult than making wine.
Yeah, Stella.
We went to Bruges in Belgium.
Did they have any Crazy. Little beer deals?
Unbelievable city. Sold. It's the only reference point I had for it was a Colin... what's his name?
Colin Hanks.
Oh, no.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell in Bruges.
Yeah.
That was the only reference point
so
I had.
Funny. I just wanted
and
to say Colin Hanks.
We went to Bruges. They make their own beer. They make their own waffles. And they make their own French fries. And they make their own chocolate. It was like
in
have
the
you
house.
Brugians been reading my diary?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm home.
Did you rock any of the locals? Like the food? Did you try the chocolate? In the-
I tried everything.
Rocking
yeah, yeah.
What's the, what do, was there? I've been to Brussels, and I've tried the chocolate, and it is exquisite.
It is. It's like an angel melting in your mouth.
And the beer is a little more fruitful over there.
Yeah,
better than Switzerland for chocolate.
Switzerland?
Like, is it like it? Would you say
it's different? It's about that thing where it's like pizza in New York is spectacular, and but. If you have great pizza somewhere else, it's hard to compare, you know?
Yeah. I've never had Swiss chocolate in Switzerland. Is it great?
I've been to Switzerland. Yes. I don't know if I crushed the chocolate.
Like
Tim, did you?
Really?
Yeah.
And it's great,
Swiss
right?
Swiss chocolate?
Swiss Chalet.
Swiss Chalet.
Yeah. Have you had Swiss Chalet in Switzerland? Because it's not very good because it's been traveling for several days.
It's like the keg in the U.S.
They don't have the keg.
No.
No, but they got Tim Hortons now down there.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah, it should be.
It's the same. Let's talk on the Canadianity tip.
Yeah.
Just so we can get to know these buds a little better.
Yeah.
What were some of the shows you watched as kids? Canadian shows.
Yeah, you guys remember any of the famous Canadian
South
shows?
Park. Oh,
that's not Canadian.
Canadian. Far from it.
What?
You gotta try
it. No, he said South Park. Said
no, I know.
Far from
Colorado.
Yvonne of the Yukon.
Good one.
Oh, that's great. Deep. Great right with the David Wilcox
wasn't
and then that.
That. Wasn't that
Are you born maybe 20 years before you were born? One of those guys?
Apparently.
You got a guy that you
I
hang out
that
with
that one
like
checked
40?
A long time.
Huh?
I haven't heard that one name checked a long time.
This show was great, man.
Good YTV.
Greasy old YTV? French fucking guy. Fucking eating poutine
good
all day.
YTV, man.
I remember that show.
What was the littlest hobo?
That was amazing. Did you have cable growing up?
Oh yeah, 17 channels, maybe 19 if the weather was good.
Really?
Oh, nice. Yeah. I know that feeling. Up in Mansfield, we had the same issue. Maybe 7 to 9 channels.
We didn't get high speed till I was 15.
Really?
Yeah.
Dial up until you were...
Dial up.
I was like...
the strong, I'm on the internet! I need the phone! Yeah.
So if you're on dial up and someone picks up the phone, it disconnects.
It hits you with that ringtone, right?
Right.
Because when my mom and my grandma used to get going, they would just have a day, right? You'd be trying to play NHL 99 on the box downstairs.
Mom and grandma like the top,
trying to get Domi a Hattie, but it wasn't working, you know?
She's got to go on about Corey Street, what happened in Corey Street, you're trying to play video games.
Oh, shit.
Andrew, if you had to, Arkell is excluded, for obvious reasons, pick a favorite Canadian band, who would it be?
Probably the Hip. I like the Trues. They're pretty good these days.
East Coast Boys.
I loved OLP back in the day.
Nice.
Glorious Sons are good these days. Yeah. I'm really into them now.
They're from Kingston, right?
I've seen the Arkells.
Did you ever see OLP in concert?
Yeah, I saw you guys at Echo Beach.
Oh, right on.
A few years ago.
Yeah, that was not that far back.
How banged up were you?
A little more than I am tonight, but...
Did you make some poor decisions that day?
Oh, great decisions.
No, nice. No great. Poor decisions.
Kelb's best Canadian band of all time.
Rush.
Oh, he likes the Rush.
Yeah, I like Rush.
Have you seen them in concert?
No.
Oh, you gotta go see them. Oh, are they done now? Didn't they have like the 50th?
We just saw them like a month ago.
I know, but wasn't that like their final tour? Yeah,
again.
But they'll be back in a couple years. They always come back. Right?
Favorite Canadian band?
Oh, fuck, there's a lot, man. I'm gonna just throw out there right now. They're not really that known, but it's a punk band. It's called Propagandi. They're from Winnipeg.
Oh yeah,
they're really fucking sweet.
Propagandi.
Yeah.
They're great.
Man, you're the non sequitur king.
Yeah.
Do you like Weaker Thans?
Yeah, they're fucking sweet too.
They just broke up.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
They were a Canadian band of lore.
That was probably the most like of if you talk to people in bands. Weaker Thans was always the number one favorite band.
That's
like,
what it's going to say.
They were like the
musicians.
Yeah, for sure. Right?
Yeah, I feel like just like how you say it.
It's true, right?
You can't say Weaker Thans.
Weaker Thans?
Weaker Thans.
Weaker Thans.
Yeah. It's true. I'd say them and the Constantines are kind of same neck and neck.
Yeah. The Constantines are still together, right? They're still
kind of. They broke up and then they reunited. They're doing the like Alexis on Fire kind of thing.
Yeah,
are they?
Like, we'll get together if you throw an offer out there.
Because I know our first gig for the Miniature Ponies in Halifax at the Company House, there were, I don't know, more people in the band than there were sitting in chairs watching us. And it's because the Constantines were playing just down the road at this new Seahorse.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I love those dudes.
Yeah, they crushed you.
Favorite Canadian band?
I listened to a lot of Sum 41 growing up.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, they're fucking sweet. They were awesome. When I saw them in concert, November.
I had to fucking
work
November
2012. Didn't you get kicked out? Or no?
No, it's John.
Rob was trying to get sweaters.
Rob and John got kicked out.
I got fucking really banged up with that little wibbly guy in Switzerland.
Derek.
He said Switzerland.
One night, wobble, but they don't fall down.
So banged up that we had to buy, like, for $100 a bottle of gin behind the bar at the end of the night. Cost us $100.
They made their TV debut on Jonovision.
No!
Yeah. But I'm surprised to hear you say that they played in 2012. Were they together that recently?
They're still together.
I think it was just before Derek kind of went downhill.
Yeah, he got sick, right?
It was real the 10th downhill. Anniversary of Does This Look Infected?
Yeah.
Didn't he get like he got married, he's all rehabbed and married? There you go.
That was on my birthday, man.
Was it? It was in November.
It was on his birthday.
I had to fucking work.
Now we got it.
Do you know what's really weird?
It's all together, boys.
Derek Wibley has a birthday, too.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. No fucking
he does
way.
Not.
Yeah, he does.
Is it in October?
I couldn't say.
It must be in April.
Well, it's...
He looks kind of Halloween-y.
So what is... is he really? Is he not well?
He looks Halloween-y. You don't say that. The guy looks great.
He looks good now.
He's better now.
He's good now. It's good to hear.
Yeah, he looks
he had
still.
Kidney failure, he's liver still, failure. Or
yeah. Oh dear.
Too much banged upness. And
well, glad to hear he's back. Best Canadian band.
Like I've
I love Alexis on Fire, even though they broke up and I went and saw them.
No, but they're not broke up if you put...
Well, they're touring going back now, for right?
They will tour if you put up a good place, and they will go and play. Yeah. They're just, they just did a show last
week. Invite them here, bud.
They were just in Edmonton, right?
Basement show.
Yeah.
They're doing Riot Fest, too.
Yeah, they're so, like, so they're still together.
Like, I've seen them the most, and then probably Rush otherwise.
Rush.
Can't get enough of Rush.
Another Rush. People right, take love us home. The Rush.
Bare Naked Ladies?
Bare Naked Ladies. Really? Wow.
Sure.
Favorite band?
Like, if would you do you wish Stephen Page was back in the band, or you like him without him?
I'd say I like him without him.
Really? Wow. He likes him without him.
I'm going to tell you something. We've talked about Stephen Page on the show.
He's just fucking shit over
you. That's even better.
He's talking shit to the ships.
You know what? Is he lying?
He has no idea.
He's banged up. I think he's a little banged up.
He's full of shit.
He's been crushing the tall boys, man. He's got the tall boys going there.
Are you telling me the old chip mouth over there is lying?
When I had $1 million.
I think he's a little bit tipsy.
He's full of chips and George and Bear.
No, I'm dead serious.
No, he loves him. He loves him.
By the way,
he's an Ed Robertson guy.
As a new expression, you're full of chips. It's really
full
funny.
Of chips, bro.
You're full of chips. Who's your favorite Canadian band?
Wasted. He doesn't even know.
He's white chip wasted.
White chip wasted.
He doesn't care. Some guys just can just put on the music and let me dance. He doesn't care.
But I mean, if I had to choose, Bare Naked Ladies.
See? You guys gotta bust his balls. He's not lying. That's him telling the truth. Yeah,
I know that we've had our fun with the Bare Nakeds on the show, and I've done Stephen Page, and we've talked a lot about them.
Yeah.
But I've seen them live a few times, and Stephen Page is with them.
They give her.
They're unbelievable musicians.
Yeah, for sure.
They're really gifted rappers.
Yep. Talented dudes, man.
They're
funny.
Clever, funny.
And they can rock the harmonies.
Put on a great show. Yeah, they sure
good musicians.
Can. It checks out. Like, the music checks out. They're not hacks who somehow got a break and what are they still doing here?
Yeah, no,
they can play
for sure, 100%.
Yeah, and I always remember at the Juno Awards, probably the first year they won, they were talking about the importance of music programs in schools, and they all said, we came up through the school system, that's how we learned to play our instruments, and if it wasn't for those music programs, we never would be able to do this for a living.
Yeah.
So kind of socially conscious, but not in a way that's a bit much.
I wish I went to their school because my music program sucked.
Well, we had Mr. Hiscox.
Really? We had a guy who was a total asshole. He played with a popular brass band that toured, and he was like, had a chip on his shoulder.
So brasshole.
Yeah, total brasshole. Yeah. He would say like the craziest stuff, like, this is grade 9 at Emory in like 1992 or something like that, and it's like, if somebody screwed up, he'd be like, nice job, faggot face!
Jesus.
Whoa. Yeah. This is like sitting in high school, like grade 9, like, really? Okay.
That's completely
off. What the hell's going on? Yeah. Oh, that was just a regular day with this asshole. Brasshole.
Kids used to be, or teachers used to be able to get away with so much more, like chalk throwing and desk shaking and ruler slamming.
Strangling.
Like, not even in our light choking.
Yeah.
In our parents' day.
Knee on the necking.
There was like the strap and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But even in our day, which is not that long ago in the big picture.
A Texas full on like
chalk throwing.
Yeah.
Like getting chalk thrown at your face.
I know.
Or
breaking on you.
Or chalkboard erasers.
Yeah.
Like having to duck those.
Yeah.
You could never get away with that nowadays.
No.
And in a way, you know, I don't.
The strap. Do you remember the strap?
I remember the concept of it. We didn't ever have it.
They had it when I was a kid.
Did they?
Yeah. I never got it, but there was kids who got it.
Wow.
And they just rock your hands with this rubber belt, and like it would rock and kill you. Like you'd be like, fucking whoa, leaving welts. That's not crazy. And this was the early 80s.
Not advocating.
I think we're going to take away the strap, they say. Oh, really?
1880s, right?
Yeah.
Not advocating for the strap. And this is my, I sound like an old man moment, but I've talked to a lot of teachers. Because a lot of teachers watch Mr. D and they want to talk about teaching and the show and stuff. And a lot of them say, not that we should bring back that type of intimidation or violence or whatever, but they have no hold over students. So kids can tell them to F off or give them the finger right in their face and they can't do anything. Mm-hmm. They can't touch them. They can't physically break up a fight.
Yeah.
So they're kind of in a really tough position, especially at some of the tougher schools. What are you supposed to do? You guys are just feeding each other haymakers, and you're supposed to use your words?
Yeah, you can't even touch them.
No.
Stop it, please. Well, I know when I was a kid, there would be consequences to my actions if I took those actions, and I don't think, well, it's a bigger society discussion, but I don't think there are enough consequences for kids nowadays.
Yeah, you can't pull out the strap or throw chalk.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to get some chalk going if some guys are wrestling in the middle of class.
It would even be nice if kids knew there was a possibility, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to actually do it, but it'd be nice if they felt some pressure to behave, because I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Lack of respect, bud, but not in this room. Hey, Andrew, how hard to believe, because the time has flown by. We're coming to the end of our 50th episode. Spectacular.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Time,
any parting thoughts?
Yeah.
Anything?
It was an outstanding night. Thank you for hosting, for me, letting me host the 50th Spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
In my basement apartment. All six of us live here.
Yeah.
The 50th Spectacular in our basement.
Yeah.
In Etobicoke.
I think it was a good idea.
Good night. Oh, it was a
good
great
move.
Yeah. Great move.
I think
I'll never forget this night.
Neither will we. And I mean that sincerely. It's been really fun to be here.
Me and Jonathan feel the same way.
And obviously when you throw something like this out into the ether, you're not sure how it's going to go. And as we talked about, there was high risk and high reward. Turns out there was no risk whatsoever, just reward. And
Thank you,
I think I speak for both of us when I say we are richer for having been here tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, buds.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
There you go.
Thank you.
Cheers, great boys.
Hey, quiet down. The women upstairs will hear.
Yeah. Bullshit. Yeah.
There it is.
Start a fight.